Goa, on the west coast of India, is that country's smallest state, a Portuguese colony for 450 years until it was annexed into India in 1961. It is famous as the location of the tomb and remains of St. Francis Xavier, the Apostle of the Indies. It's where Bernadette D'Souza lived until her family moved to Mumbai following her father, one of India's most famous Bollywood musicians.
That's where the Bollywood industry is. And my father played for the entire Bollywood industry. So he was a very busy man, but he inculcated in me the need to give back to the community because he was pretty well established in India. He was the apple of my eye.
Her devoted Catholic parents sent Bernadette D'Souza first to a convent boarding school and then to Bombay University. In 1978, after her marriage to Dr. Tony D'Souza, she came to New Orleans when he was accepted into a neurology residency at Tulane Medical School. Soon they had three children.
I was a stay-home mom for about 10 years, but got involved in the community.
But Bernadette always wanted to go to law school. So when her youngest was in kindergarten, she applied to Tulane Law School and was accepted.
There were times when it was so overwhelming, and I tell you that because of the fact that they knew how much education meant to me, they knew what it was for me to be in law school. So there were times when I'd say, do you think it's the right thing? Do you guys miss me? And they said, no, Mom, you should stay in law school.
Once out of law school, Bernadette informed her husband that she wanted to do public interest law. No big financial rewards there. Instead, she became part of the New Orleans Legal Assistant Corporation, a group helping indigent and underserved members of the community with their legal needs. A grant from the Justice Department allowed Bernadette to set up NOLAC's first domestic violence department. Then, in 2012, she ran and was elected the first judge in New Orleans' new family district court. After 2 years listening to the most contentious of family dispute cases, one has to wonder, how does anyone manage all that stress?
I think you have to have a passion for the work you do. It is very emotionally charged in my courtroom. The docket is huge. You know, when you love something, it's really not a job. You absolutely give it your all. But my way is I hear the cases, I look at the evidence, I hear the testimony of the witnesses, and when I make a decision, I know that I made the best decision in the interest. Like, for instance, in custody issues, I made the best decision in the best interest of the child or the children. And that's what is rewarding, because if I can see that I made a difference in a family life that's ongoing, that's wrought with so much anger and hatred and bitterness, if I can get the two parents to come together to co-parent the children, then I feel like I've done my job well.
Bernadette says she often thinks about her journey from Goa to Mumbai to New Orleans.
Sometimes I look back and say, would I have been elected in India as a judge? Would I have been given the opportunity to go to law school there as a mother of three children? This country, this city with the wonderful people here provided that for me. And that's why when I returned home to Goa in February, I was received with such warm welcome. The people of Goa were so proud that I came to this country, got educated at Tulane Law School, served my community, and now continue to serve.
To read more about the work of this city's first family court, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.